As regular listeners will know, the high point of my week is talking to blind comedian Georgie Morell, who always has a wry take on life and likes to poke around behind the headlines. She's just come back from looking after her parents, or was it her parents' dogs, after her dad had a major operation. And now she's back in her flat in Camden. So, how is it being home, Georgie?
Oh my God, it's so good. I miss London so much. My parents are out in Berkshire suburbia and it's just too quiet. It's not normal to be that quiet. I miss the sounds of Camden. You might catch a few while we're sat here, you know, just cars screeching, sirens, people shouting and swearing. And the guy who lives upstairs plays his acoustic guitar too loud, and the kid downstairs below who never shuts up.
Well, I guess it offers a pleasant change to that whole kind of Midsummer Murders thing that Berkshire has.
It's exactly what it is. Although I got into walking, you have to have a dog out in these areas. You got to have a dog. And of course, I had Billy and Lara, the two red setters, my happy idiots. And it's like every morning you go and everyone says morning to each other. And you got to, if they've got a dog, what dog is yours? And you have this sort of very polite chit chat. And I got quite into it for a bit and then clearly realized it wasn't for me.
And I hear it's fueled a family feud.
Well, I have two older brothers, one of which is Sam. Me and Sam are about 2.5 years older than me. And long story, sideways, backwards, upside down, is he spent most of our lives torturing me, which my dad says, oh, that's his job. That's what brothers do. And it's just like, that's not fair. And it is just we're both in our 30s now. We've got to let this go. Basically, Billy and Lara, the two doggies, mummy and dads, we love them very much. But it has become a feud that I've brought back to London with me, which me and Sam have been discussing this morning quite aggressively on WhatsApp as to who they love more. So one Sunday, I wanted to go see my old mates and have a couple of bottles of rosé to have a bit of a break from being a nurse dog walker Cinderella. So Sam said, I'll walk the dogs for you. A very kind thing for him to do, a little out of character, to be honest. And Billy, who's the older of the two doggies, he didn't want to go with Sam on the walk. I know, right? And I came back from a mate Nikki's, and I won't lie, Red, I had had, let's say, one or two large glasses of wine. And Dad told me this, and I was like, this is brilliant. In fact, I'll hold on to this until Sam does something to really annoy me and then throw it in his face. And that happened today. He took them out last night. I left London. He said, I'll cover them Monday night. Then Dad will be all right to take over. And he was like, oh, by the way, they still love me more. And I was like, oh, do they, Sam? Do they? Because Billy didn't love you the other week, and he's never not wanted to go out on a walk with me. Boom. Suck on those apples.
I take it he's now sulking or has got a little wax effigy of you that he's poking pins into.
To be honest, being my brother, he'll probably just find me and poke pins into me. He's not going to stop at a voodoo doll. His responses have been very funny. So I said, let's not forget, Sam, that Billy didn't want to go out with you last Sunday. His reply, fighting a losing battle. They are my dogs, really. I said, face it, Sam. Billy thinks you're boring and Lara doesn't know who you are. Sam's response, I've killed people for less.
This is what happens if you leave London and go to the countryside.
I know, right? You fall out with your family. I'm going to message my dad today and see how he's getting on with them. He pays their vet bills all of this time, looks after them, brushes them, dries them off when they get wet. And I think they've just forgotten he exists. I think he's taken them out this morning. They've been like, where the hell have you been?
They are going to be so glad to have Dad back, aren't they?
That's it. Neutral ground he is for them. And like, it's like a sort of like kids in a divorce and we're battling over their custody.
I believe Sam has a bit of a track history of torturing you. When you first started losing your sight, didn't he play a rather nasty trick on you?
Oh, Red, how long have we got? It's a long list of things that Sam has done to make my life miserable. The biggest thing he ever did, so I'll say this actually for the record, me and Sam will really throw insults at each other and jibes and really dig. But one thing he never does is make fun of my eyesight. That's one thing he doesn't do. He expresses it in other ways, though. I completely lost my sight for a period and I was upset. Understandably, we didn't know what was going to happen. It was all a bit confusing. I was going to have surgery. Who knew? And I was a bit upset in my room and Mum came to see if I was all right. Sam came up and he said, I got you a glass of water, Georgie. I heard you're upset, you know, make you feel better. And I was like, thanks, Sam, that's so sweet. And Mum snatched it away just in time and said, oh, it's not water. It's an empty glass with a spider in it.
Nice.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? We never got an answer out of him. He ran off giggling and he's just incredibly proud of himself. It's like one of his greatest pranks on me. And I don't know if he spent the day trying to find a spider or did he see the spider and think, I know what would be a good idea. But to be honest, I laughed my socks off. It was brilliant. You got to admire the evil genius behind that.
Well, I don't know. I'm actually beginning to side with Billy the Red Setter, Georgie.
They say dogs sense evil, don't they? To be honest, I think the victim in it all was the spider in the glass. I think he got flushed down the toilet by Mum.
There is no justice. Such violence happens outside the metropolis.
Yeah, it's scary out there. I'm glad I'm back in London. It's safer.
Well, we're delighted to have you back, Georgie, and I hope you will join us next week to let us know what you've been up to now that you're back.
Absolutely. I'm free to do all sorts within government guidelines.
Would you like to share what you've been up to with the Daily Connect listeners? Drop us a line via the usual email address, radio@rnib.org.uk.